A disgraced and recently deceased former Catholic priest has been identified by law enforcement as the killer of a teenage altar boy in western Massachusetts almost a half century ago. Hampden District Attorney Anthony Galloni announced Monday that his office was about to seek a criminal complaint against Richard Levine for the 1972 murder of 13-year-old Danny Croteau when the former priest died last Friday evening at a healthcare facility in Greenfield.
I am announcing today that the investigation into the murder of Danny Croteau is now officially closed.
The prosecutor said credible and significant evidence had been assembled in the last year that incriminates Levine.
While formal justice might not have befallen Richard Levine here on this earth, we hope to now provide answers and some measure of closure to Danny's family and to a generation in western Massachusetts and beyond who mourned and wondered for too long.
Croteau's body was found floating face down in the Chicopee River not far from his home in Springfield. He'd been bludgeoned to death, most likely by a rock. Long ago, Levine was named publicly as the only suspect in the case, but was never charged. The new evidence cited by Galloni includes statements the 80-year-old Levine made to a state police detective during a series of interviews last month. Excerpts were played at Monday's press conference. In the recordings, Levine admits being with Croteau at the river, but denies killing him.
I don't remember hitting him down by the river bank, but giving him a good shove.
Later, he tells State Trooper Mark McNally he saw Croteau floating face down in the river and recognized him by the way he was dressed.
And what did you do after you saw the body in the water?
I don't remember what I did. I don't remember telling anyone.
Did you tell the police?
I don't believe I did.
I don't believe you did either. Did you confide in any friends?
No, that's not something I'd confide in.
Levine said he felt heavy-hearted over Croteau's death.
I just remember being heartbroken when I saw his body going down the river, knowing I was responsible for giving him a good shove, you know?
Joe Croteau, one of Danny's brothers, spoke for the family at the news conference.
To hear the voice of a sociopath like that guy is bone-chilling. It's unbelievable. I'm awfully glad that my parents will never hear this.
He thanked Galloni for pursuing the case as far as he could.
We're disappointed that he's not being brought to justice, but just like district attorney, we believe there's a higher power and he will face that higher power now.
All five Croteau brothers were altar boys at St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Springfield, where Levine was an associate pastor in the 1970s. In the 1990s, nearly a dozen people came forward to accuse Levine of sexually abusing children. He pleaded guilty to two counts of indecent assault and battery in 1992 and was sentenced to 10 years probation. The Vatican defrocked him in 2003. The Springfield Diocese reported paying 17 of Levine's victims $1.4 million in a settlement in 1994. In a statement Monday, Springfield Bishop William Burns said he was, quote, angered and sickened to hear Levine's unapologetic admissions. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.